Hi, this is Dr. Mike Chupp, your host for the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, which we call every week CMDA Matters. Today on the program, we welcome back Dr. Walt Larimore for part two of our discussion on his new handbook of natural medicines. Walt has been a family physician for 40 years. He's the best-selling author of the Bryson City books, as well as dozens of other books and hundreds of articles. He's been called one of America's best-known family physicians. He's also been listed in Best Doctors in America and has joyfully been partnering with us at CMDA for nearly three decades. In fact, because of Walt's partnership and ambassadorship for CMDA, our Board of Trustees this year honored Dr. Walt Larimore with our President's Heritage Award. He received that during our national convention at the end of April. I'll get to that interview in a moment, but I wanted to first invite our Vice President of Campus and Community Ministries, Reverend Bill Reichert. He's going to tell us about two extremely important ministry leadership positions that he is seeking to fill with God's direction, the help of your prayers, and maybe even your Spirit-led recommendation in the next few months. Bill, welcome to CMDA Matters.
Thanks, Mike. Yes, as you said, Campus and Community Ministries is going through a transition. Now, even though the transition is in 2022, we are preparing for today. Two regional directors, which many of you know, Michael McLaughlin, RD for the West, and Alan Harmer, RD for the Midwest, have a combined total of 70 plus years with CMDA, and they're both retiring in late 2022. Both of these men have faithfully served CMDA and are leaving tremendous legacies from their years of service. Yet I know that I state the obvious when I say that their retirement creates a tremendous challenge for CMDA. They take with them years of experience, countless relationships with our CMDA members, and an institutional knowledge that can't be replaced. How we plan to address that challenge is by hiring two associate regional directors to begin this coming January, one in the West and one in the Midwest. They will work alongside and overlap with the RD with the expectation of taking the RD role upon Michael and Alan's retirement. Now, what that means is that we've begun the hiring process now. We are now accepting resumes from candidates and plan to begin the interview process starting in September. We need you, the listeners of this podcast and the members of CMDA. We need your assistance. Here are three calls to action. First, pray for me and our hiring team as we move through this process, and pray for the candidates that will eventually fill those roles. Second, check out the job descriptions that we have for the role, which you can do at cmda.org/employment. And perhaps get this opportunity into the hands of individuals you think might be qualified. You know, word of mouth and networking from our members will provide a great source of applicants. And then third, perhaps this opportunity is speaking to you directly. Now listen, I can't know who is listening to this right now and what God is doing in your life, but maybe this is an opportunity that the Lord is speaking to you about. Well, again, check out the job description on our site, cmda.org/employment, and thank you for your prayers as we move through this season of change and transition.
Well, thank you for letting our listeners know about that, Bill. For some of you who may be podcast junkies, and I've met a few of you, we have several podcasts that come out on a regular basis, and one of those is the CMDA Student Pulse podcast, which Bill tells me has another season beginning in August. This is directed for our student population, so for those students in your life, why don't you share with them today about this podcast? It's on any of the podcast platforms that you'll find CMDA Matters today. Now let's get to that interview, part two with Dr. Walt Larimore and a discussion about his handbook of natural medicines. Well, Walt, in your book, you spend actually two whole chapters talking about brain health, and I was blown away by some of the numbers that you shared in your first chapter, I think, from the Global Council on Brain Health by AARP, and that over $90 million are spent every month or more on just six different brain health supplements. And those kind of numbers are staggering, over $1 billion a year. And you said some pretty straightforward things about how these supplements just don't work. Talk a little bit about brain health. It was pretty basic. I took away, hey, I can handle the takeaway message from these two chapters.
Yeah, I think of the survey data that shows that Christians in general and evangelical Christians in particular are very high use buyers, consumers of these products. And that's been true for over 30 years. Christian media has lots of advertising for these products and infomercials that, quite frankly, are embarrassing and how uninformed they are, how wrong they are. I mean, our God is a God of truth. In my opinion, claims made in Christian media should be supportable. They should be true. And a Christian company in particular should have the courage to insist that its advertisers support the accuracy of those other claims. Those who declare that their therapies or remedies can treat or cure conditions ought to be able to provide evidence, or they shouldn't be able to advertise. And there's all sorts of Christian alternative therapies and natural medicines. Recently, one guy was, he said he figured out the recipe for manna, and you could buy it from him. He said it would protect people from all forms of illness, just like the original Israelites in the wilderness. And most of us are familiar with Jim Baker. You know, recently settled a huge lawsuit, he and his church, for proclaiming on his show that there was a health supplement that could cure COVID-19. And so I get kind of angry at this sort of false advertising, but my anger boils over when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And the reason for that is that so many Americans believe they're going to get dementia. The vast majority of Americans in their 50s and 60s believe they're at least somewhat likely to develop it. And thus, they're much more ripe, if you would, for the hype surrounding natural medicines that to balance your brain, improve brain flow, decrease brain decline, improve brain health. In fact, the FDA, Mike, estimates that 80% of older adults rely on dietary supplements to prevent dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And unfortunately, every one of these really scared, fearful people's wasting their money. And supplement companies are rushing in. I mean, they're just overflow. There's a tsunami of them coming in trying to sell these products. There's this forum for Alzheimer's researchers called ALS Forum. And they say this, they say, researchers believe such supplements offer false hope while only shrinking the wallets of people scared to death about cognitive decline. Finally, the FDA agrees. In fact, a recent article from the FDA says, simply put, health fraud scams prey on vulnerable populations, waste money, and often delay proper medical care. So my take is that the false claims made by many of these brain supplement manufacturers is actually criminal. And the FDA, I think, is beginning to agree. Just last year, they mailed letters to 17 companies and formally accused them of illegal marketing of dietary supplements. And that's the good news story. The bad news is for every one they shut down, Mike, there's going to be two or three that'll open up. It's just whack-a-mole. Every time you knock one down, boom, up pops another one. And so my hope is that our listeners, our practitioners will be able to copy this chapter and just give it to people. Say, hey, I'm not against supplements. I'm for you. And there are things you can do for your brain health, your heart health, your GI health, your general wellness, your sleep health. But for almost all of those issues that I talk about, supplements aren't the answer. But there are basics when it comes to nutrition, to movement and exercise, and to sleep that can help every one of those problems. And so to help us, our families, our colleagues, and our patients get on the right track and off the wrong track is kind of one of my crusades.
Well, a lot of our listeners and yours truly here will be probably pleased that you talk a fair amount about caffeine. And it is one of those substances that you say there's some evidence actually that caffeine in moderation helps prevent cognitive deterioration. Just talk a little bit about this entity, caffeine, that so many of us consume on a daily basis.
It's one of the good news stories, brothers and sisters. And the number of health benefits that have now been associated through large trials with caffeine is rather remarkable, even to the point of some cancer prevention, some perhaps associative benefit with weight loss, increased energy, cardiovascular benefit, reduction of prostate cancer risk, et cetera, et cetera. It does look, recent Australian literature says that probably the breakoff is somewhere around 5 or 6 average cups of coffee per day. Our espresso drinkers might be happy to learn that espresso tends to have less caffeine than brewed coffee. But and then some concerns about decaffeinated coffee, depending on how it's decaffeinated. But I review that in the book, and that's one of the good news stories is that we can enjoy our caffeinated coffee products, although we probably need to be careful when it comes to caffeinated energy drinks and other non-coffee caffeinated products because of added sugars, because of ways that caffeine content is put on the label, I think that are misleading and deceptive. But I sort of dissect that for our readers so that they can come out with sort of a evidence-based view of the caffeine that they can enjoy every morning.
Well, Walt, I was pleased. As soon as I was reading that this afternoon, I quickly went to my Diet Coke in the refrigerator. It's only got 34 milligrams of caffeine, so I'm not getting too much closer to that 400 milligram cutoff that you mentioned.
You know, I don't talk about it in this particular book, but I have in 3 of my other books that the biggest nutritionist concern now about the diet products is the phosphoric acid in them and the potential of the diet drinks, Diet Coke being one of them, the potential association with osteopenia and osteoporosis because of the phosphoric acid. So not to come down hard on your Diet Coke, but to encourage you, Mike, that may be one that you might want to enjoy in moderation and not in excess.
You bet. Well, there's a epidemic of obesity. You talk about it in a chapter on obesity and weight loss, and certainly our listeners who are doing primary care and all the other listeners who are doing specialty care seeing overweight patients, and the numbers were staggering that you mentioned in terms of 70%. And I can't remember which government body, CDC or some body, was mentioning that it's either overweight or morbidly obese. 70% of American adults are in that category. So what do you have to offer in terms of natural medicines for folks in that category who are overweight, for our listeners who are trying to help those patients and their families?
Yeah, you're right, Mike. The recent data, 74% of the U.S. population is either overweight, obese, or morbidly obese. And the sad data is that our kids are catching up with us. Mm-hmm. And the good news about weight loss supplements is you do not need to waste, pun intended, any money on them. The only thing that's going to get skinny if you buy a weight loss supplement
is your wallet.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, just last week in Obesity, the Journal of Obesity, a meta-analysis of the best over 315 studies ever published, randomized controlled trial on weight loss supplements and a bunch of alternative weight loss therapies just came out. And the authors concluded, this is a quote, "There is indeed no good evidence that any weight loss supplement works." And yet an estimated 34% of Americans have tried one. And it not only do they not work, there's significant potential dangers. One of this study's co-authors is a guy I met, Scott Kahan. He's the director of National Center for Weight and Wellness in Washington, D.C. About his study, he wrote me this. He said, "Walt, the dietary supplement industry is a wild west of herbs and over-the-counter pills that have a lot of claims, but little to no evidence supporting those claims." And then he added this. He said, "Everyone wants a magic pill, but dietary supplements aren't the magic pills that they're marketed to be. But the ads are viciously misleading. I mean, the advertising is as dishonest. It's dishonest for erectile dysfunction products. It's dishonest for weight loss products. You've probably heard these, Mike. Lose weight without dieting or exercising."
Yeah. Right?
You won't. You don't have to watch what you eat to lose weight. Well, you do. If you use this product, you'll lose weight permanently. Wrong. To lose weight, all you have to do is to take this pill or wear this patch or buy this bracelet. Not true. You can lose, heard this one? You can lose 30 pounds in 30 days. Nope. No. Are this product works for everyone? It doesn't. In fact, this one really riles me. For any natural medicine, for them to say there are no reported side effects. and I want to say, well, if there are no side effects,
it doesn't work.
There are no effects.
Yeah.
But I spend some time dissecting what does work, how much movement, how much exercise can you expect your average patient to do? What about nutrition plans? What are the best ones? I think probably the best annual resource for that, I depend on it every year, is the U.S. News and World Report that comes out in early January. They put together a world-class consortium of nutritionists and weight loss experts to look at every known fad and diet that's out, and they rate them. And so I've got that evidence in there. So nutrition, sleep is a real surpriser. Poor sleep habits are associated with overweight and obesity because of a couple of hormones. One's called ghrelin. Ghrelin gives you a greater appetite, and the worse your sleep, the higher the ghrelin. Hmm. Leptin is the other hormone. The higher your leptin levels, the more likely you are to lose weight, and the better your sleep, the higher the leptin. So exercise, nutrition, sleep, these are things that we can recommend for all of our patients to help them save money, help them not waste time on products that can be harmful. And Mike, I mentioned that the advertising is so deceptive on brain health products, erectile dysfunction products, and weight loss products. They are also the products most likely to be laced with illegal prescription drugs that have been banned in this country or have been shown to be unsafe in this country. So true for any of the natural medicines we're talking about. If you're going to recommend it, if you're going to buy it, if you're going to take it, find a source, whether it's Labdor, Consumer Lab, U.S. Pharmacopeia, somebody to find out if the substance I buy is safe and effective. And then buy it with some confidence that you're at least not endangering yourself or your family.
Well, as we come down the home stretch here in this interview, Walt, in multiple places regarding multiple conditions, diseases, even brain health, you bring up Mediterranean diet, including ways that people can lose weight and keep it off. Tell our listeners about this magic, wonderful diet called the Mediterranean diet.
Well, it's a funny term because there is no Mediterranean diet. I mean, the Moroccans eat different than the Italians, who eat different than the Israelites, who eat differently than the Spanish, who eat differently than the French. So, but in general, when people talk about a Mediterranean type diet, they're talking about diets that are rich in fruits and vegetables, that are low in saturated fats, that have low amounts of red meat, for example, that tend to have not only fish, but the oilier fishes, that emphasize whole grains and emphasize good fats, the polyunsaturated fats, but also emphasize, those cultures also emphasize exercise and movement. They also exercise sleep, and who have heard of the Spanish siesta? And they also emphasize relationships and fellowship and spirituality and prayer and religious tradition. And it seems that all of these elements, which we see not only in the studies of that Mediterranean lifestyle, if you would, but we see so vividly in Scripture, all bring us back to the truth of Scripture, the truth of family and good health, resulting in life that's longer and of higher quality. And I think most of our listeners and most of our patients desire to have more quality and more quantity of life. We can point them away from substances that are proven not to do that and encourage them in areas that are proven to do that. Mike, we've probably got some cynics in our crowd are saying, well, I don't know about you, Bubba, but I'm just not sure I can convince my patients to eat better, sleep better, exercise more. And I would say, the data speaks against that, that we as healthcare professionals can, in very few words, have huge effect. When we look at the tobacco cessation literature, healthcare professionals who say, I wish you would stop smoking, that simple phrase repeated time and time again, has a lower recidivism rate, a better effectiveness rate than Chantix. What about the studies showing that the healthcare professionals just say, I wish you would hug your child by buckling them up every time you get in your vehicle, mm-hmm. and then hug yourself by putting it in. That simple 8-second intervention doubles the number of people that are wearing seatbelts 6 months later. The same thing in spirituality, to be able to encourage our patients spiritually in their spiritual journey and in what we're talking about, the total health, that we can be encouraging. We're not responsible for the results, but we can be part of that chain that God uses to lead people into better health. Be part of the chain, but not be the missing link.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Walt. Our listeners, where can they get your book? How can they find your book? It's on Amazon. Where else can they find it?
Yeah, any of the regular bookstores have it, both online bookstores. And if your Christian bookstore doesn't have it, or they can certainly order it for you. And then at my website, drwalt.com, it's also available there for anyone who would like it there.
And you're still writing your column a couple times a month, Ask Dr. Walt. Is that still happening?
I am. I've got the daily health column, medical news you can use, that comes out every day, and then a twice-a-day biblical devotion called Morning Glory, Evening Grace. Both of those that can be accessed at drwalt.com. That's drwalt.com. And Mike, I don't think I told you, but I just started a new television show on the Liftable TV network. It had its soft launch May 1st, and then its big national launch will be September 1st. But Ask Dr. Walt is on there. It's a weekly show now. We hope to have the Apple a Day, the daily news piece, starting in the next couple of weeks. And then, Mike, I'll be calling you because I would love to be able to feature our CMDA experts on that program, because it's a program that emphasizes what CMDA always has, that all the information we give our patients should be medically reliable and biblically sound.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Walt, for being a partner and a friend of CMDA for over a quarter of a century. And I'm going to look forward to the next notice that I get from one of my folks or directly from you that you're working on another book. I bet that's going to happen.
There'll be two more coming out. I've got a book called The Best Gift coming out in October that's just recollections from my early practice days. And then next April, a book about the forgotten front of Southern Europe. People think of D-Day. The guys on the Southern Front had 70 days. And we think about Battle of the Bulge, and the men and women on the Southern Front had two Battle of the Bulges. It's been a 16-year project researching this book called At First Light, and I'm really excited to lift up the memory of men and women on whom our freedom is rooted. We sit, Mike, on awfully big shoulders.
God bless you, Dr. Walt, and we'll look forward to having you back again sometime.
You too, Mike. Thanks.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm a World War II history buff, and I can't wait for Walt to release that book about the Southern Front version of D-Day. You know, you heard Walt share with us that the underlying principle for all of our CMDA publishing efforts, it's under the mantra, medically reliable and biblically sound. Now, Walt's new book, The Truth About Natural Medicine, is available in our online CMDA bookstore and is a deep dive into the medical science evidence for or against over 1,300 substances that lay some claim as effective remedies. A recent book that Walt did publish, and one that we talked about right here on CMDA Matters last year, one that fits into the medically reliable and biblically sound category, is Fit Over 50, Make Simple Choices Today for a Healthier, Happier You. Walt and his co-author Philip Bishop give truthful and trustworthy advice to help you separate fact from wishful thinking and to take control of your overall health and well-being with tips to help improve your physical as well as your spiritual health. You can order your copy today of one or both of Walt's books at cmda.org/store or just by calling 888-230-2637 today. On Saturday morning, August 14th, CMDA will host our newest installment of our webinar series with Dallas Theological Seminary, CMDA and DTS Dialogues, we call it, Healthcare and Theology, learning together. We will discuss the topic of transhumanism with Dr. Fuzz Rana of Reasons to Believe and author of the book Humans 2.0. Well, because we wanted to put this webinar front and center on your radar, we released a bonus edition of our CMDA Matters this month, my interview from last year with Fuzz on that book, Humans 2.0. If you are subscribed to CMDA Matters, that podcast should now be in your library, ready for you to listen if you haven't already. I invite you to join Drs. Farr Curlin and Dr. Kathy Scarborough August 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and you will enjoy a taste of CMDA's Faith Prescriptions video series. This live session will be moderated by Faith Prescriptions producer Dr. Bill Griffin. This webinar is intended to inspire and equip you to address your patient's spiritual needs with confidence and intentionality. Make sure you register today. I want you to know that it's a great month to participate in our CMDA Matters Book of the Month Club. July's book is Unexpected Choice, An Abortion Doctor's Journey to Pro-Life, by Dr. Patty Giebink. And in that book, Patty tells her testimony of becoming pro-life after working for Planned Parenthood. In exchange for your donation of any amount to CMDA, we want to send you this book. We've made it easy for you. Just click our Book of the Month link in the show notes, or go to cmda.org/bookofthemonth, all one word, and make your donation of any amount to CMDA today. Well, this week I also want to extend you a warm invitation from our Women Physicians and Dentists in Christ ministry. Their annual conference is a refuge where fast-paced life meets refreshment, rest, and renewal. They invite you to join them in person for their 2021 WPDC convention. It'll be held September 30th through October 3rd in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For more information on speakers or to register for any of these events, you can just go to cmda.org/events and find a long list for our fall activities, including this wonderful annual convention for women physicians and dentists and other women healthcare professionals. I'd like to remind you about our CMDA Learning Center, which now hosts over 80 hours of continuing education credit. You can choose from a variety of medical and ethical topics that will meet your state requirements and fit your interests. Next time you need CME, would you check our Learning Center first? It's backed by nearly 90 years of healthcare experience and service. Our educational content is a trusted source of education for thousands of healthcare professionals from many qualified experts. And if you are a member of CMDA, it's absolutely free. Well, as I come down the home stretch, we shouldn't be surprised when basic biblical wisdom translates to good health and wellness. I know that helping your patients cultivate healthy lifestyles, it's important to you, and Paul reminded us that it's important to God, because Paul, he asked the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." CMDA is happy to bring you resources to help fulfill that calling and help our patients honor God with their bodies. Because what matters to you matters to CMDA, and CMDA matters. Thank you for listening today. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you hit that like button and subscribe? Next week, I believe that you will be inspired and challenged by my conversation with our 2021 Servant of Christ Award winner, Dr. Andy Sanders from Augusta, Georgia. And he'll give us insight from a long and obedient walk with Jesus Christ that has taken him and his wife on some unexpected turns. Jehovah willing, I'll see you right here next week on CMDA Matters.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.